This week is National Eye Health Week, and throughout the whole week, many of our shows will be carrying features and interviews, learning a bit about why the week happens and encouraging us to really get our eyes checked as well. Now, today, I'm joined by George McNamara from the charity Fight for Sight. George, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell me, first of all, George, a little bit about Fight for Sight.
Fight for Sight is the UK's leading eye research charity. And we exist to fund pioneering research to prevent sight loss and treat eye diseases. Our aim is, in effect, to actually end sight loss as much as possible. And we know that the only way to do that is actually by ensuring that we get more money spent better in terms of funding research to look into the treatments and cures for the whole range of eye diseases and conditions that exist.
Now, this is National Eye Health Week, and the research that Fight for Sight is funding is really crucial in curing or treating or preventing lots of common and rare diseases. Now, that all takes funds, which you work hard at raising. Is that a challenging thing?
Yes, it's always a challenge. And at Fight for Sight, we do all possible to make sure that as much of the money that we receive goes to that front line, goes directly to research. But these are difficult times economically, and also people are quite, you know, having to decide how to spend their money and who to give their money to. So we're actually changing the way we do our fundraising, looking at reaching out to new audiences, bringing out the public messages, but also importantly, the benefits of investment in research. But it's not just the general public who has a role and responsibility in terms of funding this, but it's also government too. And tragically, for eye research, it's been woefully underfunded for many, many years when compared to other long-term conditions such as cancer, dementia or stroke. And we find that unacceptable. And one of the things we are doing is campaigning to the government to make sure that eye disease and funding into eye research becomes a key priority, because there are benefits to the economy, to the NHS in terms of reduced pressures and also our social services. But as well as that, the fundamental thing is there's a benefit to the 2 million people who are living across the UK with sight loss.
And by the looks of things, you know, the current research, you know, that's going to deteriorate. We were looking at around 250 people a day losing their sight. And some of that is needless as well, just because we're not getting our eyes checked. So, you know, something like National Eye Health Week is crucial in getting that message out.
That's absolutely right. I mean, eye research and knowledge about how to maintain healthy sight is in effect being neglected for many, many years. And we know that half of all sight loss is preventable. And that might be by just getting the correct prescriptions. But the key thing to do that, but also as well, to get accessing treatments, the gateway is through an eye test, having an eye test. And the first point of call is really having a big public awareness campaign, raising awareness of the benefits of having regular eye tests in terms of preventing diseases and conditions such as glaucoma. You know, these can be prevented, but often what we find is that people present with the symptoms too late in the day and very little can be done to restore or to stop that progression of sight loss.
And as you mentioned there, George, it's all about getting our eyes checked as well. We featured this week the State of the Nation Eye Health Report by RNIB and Specsavers, and people actually rated getting their boiler checked higher than getting their eyesight checked. That's astounding.
I know. It just really shows how vision and eye health has been neglected right the way across our health, social care and public services in terms of the importance of maintaining it and the benefits too. I think what really strikes me is that, you know, very much we look at things like having, you know, a health MOT midlife or later life. But actually, when you look at it, there is nothing there looking at making sure that we can see well, that our eyes are in good health, or that there are any changes or risks to our sight that they can be addressed then. So I think for me, and looking and furthermore with our campaign for science and during this week, it's about a number of things. It's about raising awareness of the benefits to the general public, but also sending a clear message to leaders in government, but also those within our health service and social services and public health, that not to forget or not to take for granted the idea that everyone is having a regular eye test, the idea that everyone understands the benefits, for example, of wearing sunglasses to protect their eyes. The idea, for example, that people understand the increased risks of sight loss through lifestyle change, lifestyle choices such as smoking. These things are very simple messages. We can get those across and hopefully it will then trigger behavioural change to enable more people to have eye tests, but importantly follow up from the outcomes of that.
Really emphasising the importance of this particular week there, George. If we were to go back to Fight for Sight and research, if we were to look at some of the current research, what's quite exciting at the moment?
From what we're looking at and the type of research we're funding, you know, we are seeing now a step change in the potential of pioneering breakthroughs in research. You know, we're funding, for example, research to help save the sight of premature babies. We established the UK corneal transplant service, which has now enabled 50,000 corneal transplants to take place. But looking forward into the future, there's some great seeds of optimism in terms of the role of research to address sight loss. When you look, for example, of how we were funding initiatives to engage with new technology, such as smartphones. There's a smartphone app called Peak Portable Eye Examination Kit, which enables increasing accessibility, reduced costs to have a range of eye tests. And you know, that could be, for example, taking those tests in care homes. It could be taking the tests into people's homes where they may have difficulty or be socially isolated. And these are some of the key changes which are coming through. But as well as that, what we're also seeing is an increasing interest and increasing number of research related to the eye around stem cell and gene therapy. This is sort of the new horizon of research going forward, still very early days, but actually the early signs are there's some great potential here that we could get some pioneering breakthroughs. But the important thing is that we absolutely address the woeful underfunding of research into sight loss and eye diseases and conditions. For too long, it's been a neglected disease, and we need to change that because we know the opportunity which just I've outlined is there. We need to have that backed with a commitment of resource and skills and expertise to open that new frontier of research.
It wouldn't be wrong either, George, to say that in terms of Fight for Sight, the research that you're funding is in the millions of pounds a year.
Yes, we fund each year about our own charity, around £3 million worth of research funding. And that's done through our own funding, but also as well working in partnership with other organisations in the sight loss sector, with the Royal Society of Medicine, the Royal Colleges. For the first time, we've done a joint research call with Alzheimer's Research UK. So we're really looking at the differences and the change, but also recognising that people living with sight loss and different diseases are also living with other long-term conditions as well, and actually making sure we can bring together the best brains across all conditions to look at how we can address these important factors going forward.
George, just finally then, if people would like to learn more about Fight for Sight's work and the fundraising or get involved, how can they do that?
You can contact us on our website, which is fightforsight.org.uk, or phone number, which is 0207 264 3900. We're also on social media, with Twitter and Facebook, with Fight for Sight UK.
George McNamara, thank you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.